Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on sharing real, actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live a big life. Our guest today is part of the Big Life series. Now, if this is your first time listening, I'm talking with people who are living life in a big way. And when I say big, what I mean is they're dialed in to who they are, and they're living life using their strengths and talents, doing something they are passionate about. Today's guest is Amy Carlson. Amy is known as the Toxin Terminator. Wow, that's a powerful title, Amy. Amy helps people restore and renew their health by removing toxins from their homes and their lives. She can give you all kinds of safe alternatives that you can use to remove hidden toxins and renew your health and have a better life here on Earth. So welcome to the show, Amy.
Bethany, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me in.
Of course, it's my pleasure. I love bringing people that are doing things that are very different from what I do, because it just shows that we all have stories and we all have gifts and talents and strengths that we can use in so many different ways. So I know that our listeners can't wait to know your story, but I wanted to start today by asking you if you could share what your definition of living big is.
Oh boy, that is a great question, Bethany. I think the epitome of living big is really diving into your purpose and identifying what that is. I personally believe that we are all created for a purpose. And when we can figure out what that purpose is, there's no stopping you.
Mm-hmm. And, I love that.
Thank you.
So, speaking of purpose, you're on a mission here. So, can you share your story of how all this happened and what you do and how you serve people?
Oh, you bet. You want the long version or the short condensed version?
I think you share whatever version is on your heart today, and we'll go with it.
That sounds great, Bethany. So I was an entrepreneur for many, many years, a successful entrepreneur, but still felt empty. Monetary gain was not fulfilling my heart. And many years ago, I got introduced to a lifestyle that really opened up, first of all, personal development. As a leader, as a business owner, I went through many steps, I thought, in development. I took all of the courses that I needed to take in the field that I was in. But an area I lacked in for sure was personal development. And this opportunity 6 years ago really opened that door for me. And I grew so much in my faith. I grew so much in knowing who I was over the last 6 years, and I don't think that evolution is complete yet, and I don't think that it ever really gets complete. But through that process of really digging into who I was, it really opened up some doors to create some passions that I didn't know existed yet. And one of the things that I got exposed to was learning that some of the things that I was using every single day in my home was causing some health issues for me. I was always told for many, many years that it was stress and it just was the way it was, or it was my age and it just was the way it was. And I came to find out that that's simply not true. And so it made such a huge impact in my overall being. And because of where I was in my entrepreneur world, I could really feed into the passion that I have of helping others identify these toxins and make a difference in their life too. And it evolved. It started with so many different thoughts of what I might be doing, what it could look like, but it was always coming back to prayer. It was always talking to God and asking for those signs, asking for the affirmation of, are you still the rudder of my ship? And am I doing your will and what you created me for? And as time went about, I came upon the podcasting opportunity. And I love it because I get to really be the voice of people sharing their stories of how they've overcome chronic disease. And that is really where I am dialed in and where I really come alive. And I know through God's signs to me that this was where I was intended to be.
Wow. That's a powerful story because I know that there are a lot of people that kind of wander through their life unfulfilled, and they think that this is the best that it can get. And you're showing that it can be different by doing what you're doing. I love that you said in the beginning that you were an entrepreneur. See, some people think that, and I think I thought this at some point too, that if I could just get out of this career and stop being a slave to somebody else's dream, then I'd be okay. If I could just be an entrepreneur, then I'd be happy. And you said in the beginning of this that you had been an entrepreneur for years and you weren't fulfilled. And fulfillment doesn't come from money, and it doesn't come from, a lot of times it doesn't come from what we think it comes from. it comes from really knowing who you are.
Exactly. You know, in my life as an entrepreneur, and I just sold that business last month. It was a business I had for 40 years. The times where I was most lit up, and when I say lit up, what I mean by that is I can't fall asleep at night because my mind is just racing with ideas. I'm early to rise because I cannot wait, and I'm so excited for the day to come. I have energy. I have enthusiasm. That's what I'm talking about when I say lit up, is that fuel that just fires you every single day to get out and make a difference. And I have the opportunity, you know, to make differences in life. One of the things that I did in owning my businesses is my personal story is when I was young, I made a lot of really poor choices in life, and I was given a second chance. And so as a business owner, I wanted to keep that circle alive. And so there were gentlemen that I hired that I was giving a second chance to. And even like when I sold my business, I'll just share this quick story with you. One of my managers, when I was going around, I talked to everybody, but I was going around with my final goodbyes, you know, to my team. And he just completely broke down. Now, this is a gentleman that is, you know, 6'4", 250 pounds. He's a big old teddy bear. And he was just crying. And he just said to me, and I'm hopefully can make it through this conversation, but, he said, you gave me a chance. You changed my life. And that's the kind of thing that absolutely fires me up, is being able to say, I believe in you, to other people. And in the health and wellness industry and in talking to people about toxins, not that I believe in them, but there's a better option and there's other choices that you can make. And here, let me give you those tools. And when they come back and say, oh my word, what a difference this has made in my life. you can't top that. You just can't.
Right. Yes, I hear it. I hear that fire in your voice just when you're talking about it. I love that. And, you know, in what I do with personal growth and development, it's the same result, right? It's the same, I mean, same but different. You get to help people see a new perspective, learn something new. You get to help them maybe learn something about themselves that fire them up. And they're really... There's nothing better than that. So we're doing it. You and I are doing it in very different ways. And so, listeners, if you're not taking notes, this is a great time to think about this, because your purpose doesn't have to be my purpose or Amy's purpose or anyone else's. It's yours. It's what's in your heart. And Amy mentioned this when she was just talking, but your passion, the things that light you up, if you look back on your life, there's clues there. There's clues. Yeah. So, and I don't know, Amy, if you can even look back further than in your career and your entrepreneurship previous to this and being a business owner, but even when you were smaller, I bet when you look back to your younger years, you probably can tie all those threads together and see that you were always meant to help people.
Absolutely. There's a book, I'm looking in my bookcase here right now to see if I've got it in front of me, and I apologize, I don't have the exact title of it, but it's something about finding the superhero within, and what it is identifying that lights you up. So some of the things that you can walk through as an exercise to do, for instance, is think about what do you enjoy doing. And just start writing down, make a list of those things that you enjoy doing. Then think about, what do you get asked to do a lot? So, you know, think about things that your friends, your family, your coworkers ask you to do for them. That might be an indication of what your quote superpower is. And then think about those things that you enjoy doing, that you get asked to do, that impact and make a difference for others. Now, when that combines, you found your superpower.
Absolutely. What a great exercise. When I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients and they're trying to figure out their passions, I do something very similar. You know, I ask them some of those same questions, and I also ask, what makes you cry? And what do you get really angry about? Because a lot of times our passion is fueled by our pain.
Yes.
And those can be directly tied together. And for me, in what I do, I grew up feeling less than. And I realized as an adult that everybody feels less than. And I want to help rid the world of people feeling like they're not worthy of living big, that they're not worthy of doing the things in their hearts, because we're all created here for a reason and a purpose, just like you said earlier.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, is your passion of making sure that people understand they have worth and value is huge to you, and you do it in a very different way than what I do it. Each of us has our own unique talents and gifts, and no one is created equal. How do I want to say that? We cannot compare our insides to someone's outside, and that's what
gets
us in trouble when we think that we don't have something to add. Because,
right.
For instance, I was just at an event in Las Vegas, and one of the speakers I got well, and we talked, and one of her questions to me was, are you a speaker? And I said, are you kidding me? Getting up on stage terrifies me. And she said, it terrifies all of us. Don't you think that we are all backstage shaking in our shoes, you know, at the thought that we've got to go out and give valuable content to whatever size audience we have? We all are scared. And so, Steve, I compared public speaking terrifies me. And I compared how I felt inside to what she presented on stage, which was a very confident, strong woman that knew what she was talking about. And until you get to talk with someone, you're not getting that inside look. So we can't compare our inside to an outside.
Absolutely. I think we would find that everybody struggles with worries and not feeling enough or scared they're going to make a mistake. It's just the people that make a difference and the people that live their purpose are the ones that decide they're going to do it afraid. They're going to do it anyway. And so it's interesting, Amy, you are a speaker. Your stage is your podcast.
There you go.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and your audience is worldwide. It's not limited to 5,000 people in a conference room.
Oh, exactly. And that, well, let me tell you, that is so fun when you start looking at your analytics and you see where everybody's tuning. Oh, wow. That is so fun to me.
It is. It's you just hope that you're giving away something that they'll carry with them and it'll make a difference. And a lot of times we never know. We never know what that difference is. I love your story about your guy at work that was teary about the difference that you made for him. And I think, you know, again, we're all created to do that. All of us can make a difference. It doesn't matter where you're from, how tall you are, what your skill set is, everybody is designed to make a difference.
Absolutely. There, I found that book, Bethany. It's called Ordinary Superpowers by Mark Hanson, H-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay.
Great little book, but agreed. And here's the other side of the making an impact is, you know, it's a ripple effect. You know, we think about throwing a stone on a pond or on a water, and it just ripples out. And sometimes, like Joe, I was able to hear what I did in how it impacted his life. And sometimes I have people come back and tell me, hey, what you told me to do made a difference in our life. But sometimes we don't. We don't get that verbal clarification.
Right.
We don't get those that feedback of what we've done. And you do it anyway because we don't know how the ripple effect is going to go out. And,
right.
and it's just, that's what is so fascinating to me is that we are all creating these ripple effects and touching lives years later. It's mind-boggling to fathom, you know, how that can affect others and know the responsibility that you have on your shoulders to get true and honest with yourself and figure that passion out so that you can live out what you were created to do.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with all of that. And I think the only way that you can get to that point is by working on your inside. Because if you don't believe that you're worthy of giving back in your own unique way, then you'll never do it. You can't give what you don't believe you have. And so the first step is growing yourself, investing in you. You're the one thing that you have to live with your entire life. You're the best investment you can ever make. You know, it bet on you because you're with yourself.
Exactly. And not only are you your best investment, you know, we have to invest in ourselves. I'm constantly, like I said, I just got back from an event in Las Vegas. I am always investing in me because that never stops. But you are also the only person you can change. If you don't like the way your life is going, if you don't like what is happening day to day for yourself, you have that choice. You have that ability to change it. Oh, you and only you. It's no one's going to come in and make it different for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
absolutely.
That, owning that and recognizing that, that, you know, true power and responsibility comes there. When you take full, absolute responsibility for your life, that it's up to you, you know, you're not blaming it on, well, if I just, you know, my husband, my kids, not my job, if only this, if only that,
mm-hmm.
No, because there's always going to be something different. You know, when I was an entrepreneur, when this store opens up, things will be good. Well, when I get the team developed here, it will be good. Well, mm-hmm. when I get this, mm-hmm. it will be good. You know, it never is good enough. It never ends. You're always looking for something outside, and you have to stop doing that at some point in your life.
Right. Otherwise, you miss enjoying the journey. If you're like destination addiction and you always think it's the next best thing that's going to fulfill you, I mean, you're wrong. Like,
yeah.
it's about the journey. The journey is the destination.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And you're missing so much. I listen to a lot of people, and I get involved with a lot of different people. And I was just with a group of moms here about a month ago. They're in their 30s and maybe young 40s. And talking about how, oh my goodness, you know, I wish that I would have known now, you know, back mm-hmm. 10 years ago. And me, in my 50s, I'm thinking, oh my word, you know, you guys are, you know, years ahead of where I was when, you know, I mm-hmm. was in my late 40s getting into that whole personal development realm and really learning who I was. So that's the other takeaway, too, is that it's never too late. It's never too late to decide to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I encourage people on that avenue as well.
I love this. Wow. Okay. This is great. I have a whole page of notes here, Amy. So it's going to be hard to narrow down just a few things to kind of pull out from this. But if listeners, I know listeners are going to want to connect with you. So what's the best way that people can get in touch with you?
I think the best way would be to go to my website, which is just my name, and it's AimeeCarlson.com. So it's just www.AimeeCarlson.com. And
perfect.
On my website, I have all kinds of ways to connect with me. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can email me. There's also about midway, there's kind of my story, and in that you can reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram. You can set up a chat with me. You can listen to the podcast through there, go to my YouTube channel. So all the different ways of connecting with me socially as well as one-on-one are right through my website.
Perfect. I'll be sure that I put all this in the description of the podcast as well. If you haven't been taking notes, listeners, this is a great time to either pull over if you're driving and take a minute and type some notes into your phone or grab a pencil and paper, whatever that is for you. Here's five powerful takeaways from Amy's story. Here we go. Number one, being fulfilled is not tied to money. Number two, personal growth is the key to fulfillment and to living out your purpose. Number three, to understand what your purpose is, think about the times in your life when you are the most lit up, when you're the most excited, when you get the greatest satisfaction. Number four, don't compare your insides to others' outsides. I love that. And last but not least, number five, you are the only person that can change you. And it's never too late for that. So Amy mentioned the book by Mark Henson. I will put that in the description of the podcast as well. Thank you so much for being here today, Amy.
Well, Bethany, it was an honor. I am so grateful for the opportunity to share with your listeners, and thank you for connecting with me so that we could do this.
My pleasure. All right. As we close today, thanks to everyone for listening today. I know you have a ton of options of what you could do with your time, and I thank you for choosing to spend some time with us here at Dialed In. I think that we have the best group of listeners, and if you find that this podcast is helping you, please share it with someone that you know that would like it too. And if you're seeking out ways to grow and to live big, I want to take a minute and tell you about a brand new program that's starting in January. It's called Big Life You. It's a monthly personal development program that comes right to your inbox, gets you connected with other like-minded people that are growing as well. And we dive into a topic every month and then take action on that topic to accelerate your growth. You're also given monthly group connection, coaching, question and answer time on a live Zoom call with me. The lessons I'm sharing are ones that have directly impacted my life and allowed me to really live a life that I love. Find out more about this program at BethanyKlim.com and just click on the Big Life You at the top of the page. If you go there now, you can get access to a free month of Big Life You in December. I'll also post a link in the description for your convenience. Check it out today to be part of the free month and to have the potential of being a founding member. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.